One of the great blessings of being a Christian is the privilege of prayer. And in Luke chapter 11 and verse number 1, we read these words, "And it came to pass that as he," that's the Lord Jesus, "was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." Lord, not teach us how to pray, but quite simply teach us to pray. Here the disciples were standing at a distance and they were watching the Savior praying. And there was something about the intensity and the reality and the earnestness of his prayer life and the power of his prayer life that whenever he had finished, they were so impressed by that, that they came to the Savior and they said, "Teach us to pray." You know, prayer is a wonderful privilege. The Bible is full of exhortations to prayer, invitations to prayer, commandments to prayer. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Pray continually. Pray without ceasing. The Bible encourages us to pray. I wonder today, how is your prayer life? Leonard Ravenhill, the great evangelist, said, "No man is greater than his prayer life." John Wesley said, "God does nothing but an answer to prayer." J.C. Ryle said, "Prayer is the most neglected of all the Christian's privileges." E.M. Bounds, who wrote so prolifically in prayer, said, "Prayer is the soul's blood." Matthew Henry said, "When God intends great mercy for his people, he first of all sets them a praying." I wonder today, how is your prayer life? You know, we can listen to sermons on prayer and go to seminars about prayer, and we can read books about prayer, we can sing about prayer, we can study prayer. But the best way to learn how to pray is simply to pray. Lord, teach us to pray. The sporting company Nike have as their slogan, "Just do it." And I think whenever it comes to prayer, the Lord would tell us the same. Just do it. Don't overanalyze it. Don't spend so much time studying it and reading about it and listening to other people talking about prayer that you miss out on prayer yourselves. Just give yourselves to prayer. That was the secret of the early church. We will give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Whether you pray publicly or whether you pray privately, make sure that you pray. Cultivate your prayer life. There's so much to pray for and pray about in these days. You know, as a young Christian, whenever I started attending prayer meetings in a wooden hut at the church that I went to, there was an old saint of God in those meetings. His name was Mr. Baxter, Billy Hugh Baxter. He was a man of prayer, and he really prayed with fervency and with passion. And sometimes as he prayed, he just talked to the Lord in a very real manner, as if the Lord was sitting right beside him. And he always encouraged me to pray. And sometimes sitting beside him in those prayer meetings, it was difficult to get in because many older saints especially were really praying. And there was just a golden chain of intercession. And sometimes whenever there was a gap in the prayer time, this big man would elbow me in the ribs. And I would look up and open my eyes and look at him and think, "What did you do that for?" And then he would look at me and he'd say, "Pray." And he'd whisper it into my ear, "Pray, now's your chance, pray. Just do it. Don't overanalyze it. Don't hesitate. Get in there and pray." You know, with everything being shut down at the moment, no church meetings on at nights, very little for us to do perhaps socially, apart from maybe go to the shops or get out for a walk, we have got something that maybe we didn't have as much of before, and that's time. Time to pray. May God help us to give ourselves to prayer. Lord, teach us to pray. Enter into Christ and enter into the school of prayer, and let's make the most of this time and lay hold upon the Lord and get to know him better, even in the place of prayer. God bless you. See you next time.